Women's volleyball at KU wasn't like this 4 years ago. Now, a ticket to a home match in an arena that holds 1,300 is tough to get. The bleachers on both sides of the court are filled. A handful of men's basketball players also managed to squeeze in.
KU!
4 years ago, KU finished the Big 12 season with a 3-13 record. The Jayhawks were in their sixth year of an NCAA tournament drought. That same year, in 2011, cross-state rival Kansas State advanced to the NCAA tournament's Sweet 16. Athletics director Cheyenne Zenger won't say he was on the verge of firing women's volleyball coach Ray Bouchard, but says they both agreed things weren't going well.
We sat down many times and talked about where the program was, where he thought it could be. He had some young kids in the program he really believed in. He had some staff changes.
In 2011, the team's record in the Big 12 was ugly, but KU's overall record of 15-14 that year indicated hope, and some of those losses came in extremely close matches. Bouchard believed that KU wasn't that far off from returning to the NCAA tournament. When it comes down to points on the court's boundaries, the margin of error is razor thin.
You really got to take a close look at everything you're doing from top to bottom and where you might be able to gain an inch or two per play, per set, per match to where you can make that difference.
In 2012, things got better, much better. The Jayhawks started a run of three straight NCAA tournament appearances, and they're on the verge of their fourth in a row this year. The 64-team bracket will be released at the end of this month. Four straight tournament appearances, something never done in program history. Will KU's newfound success translate into championships? That's what athletics directors expect. Bouchard knows that expectation puts extra weight on his shoulders.
Well, it does, and there's expectation from everybody at every level, but nobody puts more expectation on this program than myself. I put as much pressure on myself as anybody could, and that can be good, and sometimes that can be a little bit challenging.
Standing in the way of the Big 12 championship is Texas, a 10-time Final Four team in women's volleyball and a 3-time national champion. The Jayhawks haven't beaten the Longhorns since 2003. Last week, the Longhorns celebrated another victory, this time on the Jayhawks' home court. KU's two losses to Texas are its only losses on what has turned into a storybook season. Senior Tiana Dockery will become the first Jayhawk volleyball player to play in the NCAA tournament in all four of her seasons at KU. She says she envisioned this.
I felt like we wanted to do so well this year because last year was a little up and down, and we knew that that's not how we wanted to play. That's not where we wanted to be.
Meanwhile, this fall, first-year football coach David Beatty is trying to turn around a KU program and a team that's gone winless all season. Beatty says he's learning from Bouchard.
I don't care if you're coaching tiddlywinks volleyball or football. Really, the concepts are all the same in terms of how you build. And it's been really, really cool getting to visit with him and then watching that plan take shape.
Cheyenne Zenger's patience is being tested again. But when Zenger observes the efforts, he believes Jayhawk fans will see the progress. And he cites the volleyball program as an example.
His team today is represents that as well or better than any program in our department.
Zenger looks at the wall in the Horish Family Athletic Center where the NCAA tournament banners hang.
We're on our way to our fourth banner in this gym in the last 4 years. And it's just one of those stories in my career. I'll look back and with fond memories 20 years from now.
4 years ago, when things weren't going so well for the KU volleyball program, Zenger refused to make a coaching change. Bouchard is now in his 18th season at KU and his 31st overall as a volleyball coach. He also has more than 1,000 victories under his belt, making him one of the winningest coaches in all of college sports. For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Greg Eklund.